The Holy Gospel, according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Behold, a lawyer stood up to put Jesus to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But he, desiring to just himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave it to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you need, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" And he said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." This is the gospel of the Lord. The text for this morning's sermon is the gospel lesson from the 10th chapter of Luke. In Jesus' name, amen. A lawyer stood up and asked Jesus, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Nothing against lawyers, but sometimes when they ask questions, they want a certain answer, and they're just looking for that answer to prove their case. So it is with the lawyer who stands up before Jesus in our gospel today. They're discussing the law, and there's nothing wrong with the law. The law is very good. It paints a beautiful picture of how our lives are meant to be in loving service to our neighbor. We heard a lot of good law from Leviticus today. Most people would like what it says. We would have a hard time not agreeing that it's a good thing to care for poor people. And we would agree that the Good Samaritan is a fantastic example for us to follow in being people who care. I mean, holding back wages, cursing deaf people, putting stumbling blocks before blind people, lying in court, are universally considered bad. We agree this is just not a good way to be. And we don't want to be like the robbers in Jesus' story. The law of God is on the lawyer's mind. It's on our mind as well. In fact, the Bible says that law of God is written on our hearts. We know this is how we should be. But the lawyer uses the law unlawfully. Unfortunately, so do we. We ask the wrong question. See, that question that the lawyer asks has the intent of justifying himself. And we ask those kind of questions to justify ourselves. We know the law, and we agree it's good, but we want the law to work in our favor. The problem is in the premise. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? The only way that we're going to inherit someone is to be born to someone who has it, and then we wait for them to die. When we mix up our doing and what God gives, we have a big problem. The problem's in the purpose. But desiring to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" The law describes the life of love according to the will of God. And when we take the law and we use it as a guidebook to discover how we can love some people, do some loving service, skip over others, or how we can show that our unloving actions and our words and our thoughts were not really our fault, and therefore they shouldn't count before God. We have a problem with purpose. Jesus straightens out the lawyer's question. Jesus, by his questioning, moves away from trying to prove ourselves right with God towards showing that we are wrong. Jesus shows us that we have not been a neighbor to those in need. Our compassion has been lacking in so many ways. For example, how good do we feel about helping out Muslims who need housing, food, medical help, because they've been displaced by war? Or if I'm not so political, what about those U.S. citizens, Anglos, you know, white people, living up in Plymouth County with only Social Security to survive on, who get one meal a day provided by the county until the county can't supply it any longer? We can't be responsible to respond to every crisis, and God doesn't expect that of us. But how do we respond to the one in need right in front of us? All of us are without excuse. Finally, though, Jesus turns to us asking the right question. Who was a neighbor to this man? This man is you. This man is me. It is us. We are knocked down, beaten up, ripped off by life, by sin, by our own desires, by the opinions of others. And nobody is a perfect neighbor to us. Except Jesus. In fact, Jesus is the right answer to all of the questions. Jesus is the Good Samaritan. He comes to us, to each man, to each woman, to each child, beaten up by sin, by the devil, half dead, awaiting death. And he touches us. He touches us with his words. He heals us with the oil of baptism. He provides us shelter, his holy church, and food, his holy supper, until he returns on the third day. Jesus proves to be the neighbor to us all. Jesus does not pass over anyone, doesn't pass by anyone. The proof of his compassion is in his life of loving service and his sacrificial death. There, on the cross, he paid all it cost to nurse us back to life. Jesus is risen from the dead, still having compassion on us. Jesus is also our new lawyer. He is the advocate with the Father. When Jesus stands up to speak, it's not to test anyone, but to defend us. To defend us, the guilty ones, with his blessed innocence. Jesus doesn't ask us what we've done to gain life. He tells us all that he has done to give every one of us eternal life. So when all is asked and when all is answered, said and done, Jesus has said everything that we need to hear and done everything we need done to inherit eternal life. So don't try to justify yourself, because Jesus has already made you his neighbor, and he has welcomed you into his kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.